Americana, your non-stop entertainment radio.
Love is timeless, but so is great music. And there is no other place for an evening of great conversation with classic tunes and heartwarming stories. From 70s to 90s classics, every song has a story to tell. And speaking of stories, we tell it the way it is. Love, relationships, and everything in between. Join the crew every Wednesday by 8 p.m. It's a date with love, romance, and oldies.
Oh, yeah.
Only on Manchester's Afrobeat station, Radio Africana.
Good evening, Manchester, and you're on to at Radio Africana. If you are a newbie, this show is called Love Stump, and it happens every Wednesday at 8 p.m. here on Radio Africana. And on the show Love Stump, we talk about love, relationships, real life, and everything that happens between, especially real wahala. Tonight we've got a special edition. Yep. It's Ask Her, Ask Him time. If you follow me on Instagram, you'd see I posted a flyer talking about what we're doing tonight. And joining me in the hot seat, I've got my guest host, my friend, my brother. He's called Just Ask Ken. Welcome to the show, Ken.
Thank you for having me.
Did you hear that? Thank you for having me. Ooh, that's just a sign of what's to come tonight. Yep. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. I'm glad I'm here today.
Oh, yes. I'm also chuffed to have you here tonight. So, before we get into it, no promises tonight, Ken. We are letting our listeners ask anything.
Anything, she said.
Anything. Relationships, marriage, dating, anything.
I'm sure we're ready.
Ooh, I like the sound of that. Yep. So if you want to be a part of the show, you know what to do. The number to text is 0744-881-1570. If you're listening in the UK, you can tell what day is today. It's Burn Fire Night. So if you're hearing lots of noises in the background, kindly ignore it. We're not in a war-stricken zone.
We're safe.
Yes, we're safe. It's just the fireworks going off. It's a bit noisy, but you're just going to pardon us tonight because, yeah, we're celebrating and we're not killjoys, so we're not going to complain about it. Yeah, so to be a part of the show, the number to text is 0744-881-1570. And if you want to call, yeah, we're happy to take a call if you want to. Yeah, the number to call is 0161-222-9960. If you are looking to call from outside of the UK, is going to be +44161-222-9960. And if you're texting from outside of the UK as well, is +44 741-1570. Yeah, it's the show Love Stump. We're going to go on a short music break. And when we come back, it's going to be the Ask Her, Ask Him segment. And Ken has given us the go ahead. Ask away, babies. Ask away. So all you're going to do is grab a drink, grab your phone, and start texting in because we're ready tonight. Entry.
We are ready.
Good. We'll be back. Do not go nowhere. Don't touch that dial. See you in a bit.
Come on.
tears in the club. Just show a little love, represent your side like me. Cause round here, if you stick, you catch a hot one. Couple of them got one. Belvedere in the rear of the club, pulled up on dubs, and we about to go and buy the bar up. So, so for sure we ain't playing. Hang with no lames, walk insane.
Hey, where the party at? Girls is on the way with a Bacardi, yeah.
Yes, we do.
Bottles and models talking all of that. You know I can't forget about my club.
Where the party at?
And all my girls.
Best outfit, just showing that skin, trying to make it on the spit. Where you been, girl? You and your friend need to come to the back. We got it locked down. Be your white t-shirt or a three-piece suit. Don't matter what you wear, all that matters is who you with. Some jiggy, some straight grind. All up in the clubs to have a good time.
Hey, where the party at? Girls is on the way with a Bacardi at. Bottles and models talking all of that. No, I can't forget about my club.
Where the party at?
And all my girls.
Where the party at?
Up in the club.
Where the party at?
If the party's where you're at, let me hear you say.
The one with the rims, the one that seemed to make more enemies than friends. I'm sliding in past those, both eyes closed, both arms froze, both charms rose with the S-O-S-O-D-E-dot-F. Fine bottle, up to there ain't none left. I'm quick to go left, I plays with no rep. I jams more than death, baby, show me the club. I'm like, hey, whatever card it at? Come and mix it with the crisp, baby, what's wrong with that? We in the VIP twisted, downright two-way. Who they make it like they missed it?
Girls is on the way with a Bacardi, bottles and models talking all of that. You know I can't forget about my thugs.
Where the party at?
And all my girls.
Where the party at?
Off in the club.
Where the party at?
If the party's where you're at, let me hear you say.
Hello listeners, if you're only tuning in, this is Love Storm on Radio Africana, and tonight I've got with me a guest host. He's called Just Ask Ken, and as we're doing tonight, we're just asking Ken. So if you've got any questions tonight, it's time to proceed. Okay, so I did tell you before we went on the break, I said I'm going to be putting you in the hot seat. I've got one for you. It's okay. A big one. And that one is, why is it that men, especially African men, are insecure about a woman's success?
It's something our women always tend to say, that our men are like, you know, they don't really, really appreciate a good woman who is successful. But I think it's a misconception, because men differ, just as you have different women and different mindsets of individuals. So it takes a grown man to appreciate the strength of a woman. And it also takes a silly boy to abuse the strength of a woman.
True that.
You understand? So I would say, for any man out there that is feeling less of a man or being intimidated by a successful woman, is not yet defined.
That's
you
true.
Understand? You should have a base, in the sense that when you have a solid foundation, every other accomplishment, be it from your woman or friends, it's just a brick.
Sure.
You understand? So I think it has to do with how people
see themselves. Mm-hmm. If I see myself as a successful man, and I see a lady who's doing the work out there, trying to, you know, build an empire for herself, I will applaud her, recognize, and then support her.
Yeah, because that's what a confident man does, isn't it?
That's exactly what I'm saying. So, anyone who is not supporting their partner, especially when you have a woman who is driven, then I don't think you're ready to be with someone who can actually influence you in a positive way. Because when a woman is successful, it's quite different from a man. It's not on the same scale. Because for men, we know that we have to, like, till the soil, get our hands dirty in a good term, not, you know, what the other word means. Because,
yeah.
But for a woman, it's twice the same amount of effort.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have the societal, what's it called, expectations.
Yeah.
You have people thinking that if you're successful, you know, one or two things inside. It's not always the case. There are really hardworking women out there who are dedicated to what they do, and then it's high time we uplift them, not to bring them down. So,
yeah. So, men, did you hear that? Ken has just said confidence is key, and you applauding your lady is key, and not control.
Men are territorial. We don't really control, except maybe some people who don't really know how to separate themselves from the, what's it called, I'm trying to look for a word to describe that, but I'll come back to that. So what I'm saying is, men are territorial.
Yeah,
we tend to say this is how we want our woman to act or behave, and it's not like we're trying to, like, put
it's
a string.
Control.
No, when you control someone, it's different from telling someone this is how. As a man, I wouldn't want XYZ, you know, when I know there's ABC. So men will say, this is how it's going to be. And then because he knows what's out there. So he's trying to protect you. You understand? But it comes across to women as control.
Yeah, sort of. Because men wouldn't like it if tables were turned. So if a woman says, I want you to act a certain way.
Women do that all the time.
How do we do that?
That's what you're known for. It's always all about you. That's exactly.
Is it?
Seriously.
This is quite new to me.
No, women always want to have it the way they want it.
No, we don't.
That's what you do.
No, I'll say it's just the maternal instincts that women just naturally have.
Yeah, but that's
exactly. Most times it turns out that we're always right.
Now, in the locker room, when we talk,
yeah,
we say these things.
And so do we.
It's like,
when we hang out with friends.
It's like, you know, when the guy wants to watch football.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, there's this Netflix show I want to watch with you. It's coming up on this day.
It's just the one-off. Your football is on almost every day of the week. Just the ones that want you to watch a show with us doesn't mean control.
Football is a religion.
You see, that's the thing, because if you keep doing it that way, then you never get to spend time with us if it's a religion.
No, we do.
Yeah.
We want to spend time with you lot. But I think when it comes to certain things, certain aspects of our lives, we don't really want to share that part with you guys because you can't relate.
Well, how would you feel if we did have a part of our lives that we didn't want to share with you?
Oh, you do that all the time. You go shopping.
But men go shopping as well.
Yeah, not like you, know.
But we don't go shopping every day. Unlike football, there's always one league on every time. So you think, oh yeah, Premiership is ended. But then there's something La Liga. Like, you're like, when does he end?
We are disciples of the game.
Okay, that's a bit of a top one there. Okay, I think that we've already got our first message for the night. So Ifoma from Manchester says, Jerry and Ken, hi Ken, how are you doing? Why do men ghost after showing serious interest. 1 minute they're in, next minute silence.
Hi, Ifoma. Yeah, that's a very good question, but I'll tell you this, yeah. Mm-hmm. A man would not just wake up one day and start ghosting a lady. Now, let's say maybe they met and then, you know, the lady is giving him the ick, and he's like, no, this is not how I perceived it.
Okay.
You understand? And you know, men, we're not going to just come out there and just hurt your feelings and say, oh, sorry, it's not going to work out. And like,
but ghosting is?
Yeah, ghosting is a more subtle way of...
It's not subtle to the receiver because...
how we men...
Women then start to think, I think if you're someone is not quite confident, that can actually harm your self-esteem.
Yes, but to be fair, men... naturally don't just come out and say, you women, you do it easily. You can just tell, well, sorry, I mean, I don't see us going further with this, you know. But
that's how it should be, because you sort of telling the person, even if you have to use the, you know, the regular "it's not your fault, it's my fault" excuse,
yeah,
I think that just gives the person a reason. But when you ghost, it's like you just disappear, you vanish, and then you just allow people use their imagination. I know how it is when you're left empty. Your imagination, yeah, is always the extreme.
Yeah, well, I mean, men, we know that most women can't handle the truth, so we just try as much as we can to just say, you know what,
that's even worse.
So Ifoma, there you have it, you know.
So men ghost because
they know women can handle the truth.
And what's the truth?
I mean,
you're giving them the ick. So is that a reason? So when you're saying because they're getting maybe the ick,
yeah,
it's just pretty vague. Maybe give us some instances just so that we know. Okay. Yeah,
for instance, if a man and a woman were meeting for the first time,
yeah,
and then they just started talking, trying to know themselves, and she started going on about things from her previous relationship,
okay,
trauma.
Okay, and fair enough.
If I'm out, you're Nigerian, let me put it this way. The guy will say, come, I'll not come by market for you. You know, he will say to himself, you know, it's like, it's, you know, you don't want me to suffer for what someone else did in the past.
Okay.
You know, you're just meeting me. So then he start thinking like, listen, I can't deal with this drama.
Okay. You're on tonight. Trust me, you are on the hot seat. Like, you're getting messages and it's back to back. So we've got Bola from Manchester. Bola says, when a man says, it's not you, it's me, what the heck does that mean? Why can't they just come out with a good reason?
Hi, Bola. Same thing. You women can't handle the truth.
And what's the truth? You're just making excuses for men. What's the truth?
No, there's a lot, you know, there's a lot to say. But we don't really have time. We have just less than an hour to go into this whole topic. But I'll tell you this, brother. When a man suddenly starts telling you, it's not you, it's me.
Yeah.
He's just saying to himself, what's the best way to just let her go? Like, I don't want drama from her. I don't want to say to her, oh, you're this, you're that. And then she keeps coming back and start bombarding my life with, you know. So I'll just put the blame on me and say, oh, it's not you, it's me. It's just a way of letting you know that, girl, I don't want to start explaining myself to you.
You know what the explanation?
No. The drama is going to be too much. So they just leave it at that. It's my fault. You win. Go.
Okay, so there you go, ladies. There's a cheat code for you. Once he starts to say, it's not you, it's me, it's time to do the runner.
Runner.
Just take the long walk of shame. It's better then than never. Just take your L and leave and say, yeah, no. I received my L and I vamonos. The earlier the better it is. So just say it. Yeah. That's what it is. But to be honest, I'll admit that it can bruise the ego.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I quite agree with you.
Yeah, good. Okay, there are a lot of messages. I said it. There's another one. There's another one here. So, yes, so we've got Femi from Manchester. He said, this is for you, Jerry. Oh, okay. Okay, good. I'm now on the hot seat.
Thank you, Femi.
He says, why do women test men so much? Like asking questions that they already know answers to.
That's a good one.
I'll say for women, we do not like to make assumptions. Hello, Femi, by the way. Thanks for texting. I'll say it's not testing. It's called emotional investigation.
Lord Jesus.
It's called interrogation. You know, like you need to get to the bottom of it because we do not like to make assumptions. And I'm pretty sure you wouldn't want us to make assumptions. So it's always best to ask for clarity. This is just us trying to clarify. So when we ask you questions that we, like, did you cheat on me? We do know you cheated. It's just trying to put it on a scale of, you know, that cheatometer, just to see how much the cheating was. Like, did you cheat 5 over 10 or did you cheat 10 over 10? So that's why we ask. We don't ask because we do not know. We do ask you because we are trying to find out how bad it was or how bad it is. So, like, are you coming to pick me? And you say, it looks like I'm tired. No. Are you coming to pick me or are you not? We want you to say, oh, sorry, babes, I can't come to pick you. And then we go, why can't you come to pick me? Because we need to know why.
Femi, I beg to differ.
Okay.
Do you know that some men, just for the fact that she dreamt and saw a girl talking to the man, she wakes up in the morning and just start boom, 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 boom. You understand? And then you're telling me women don't go based on assumption. That's what you do. You always up to something. Do you know how difficult it is for a man to come back home and then you're saying, where have you been? And he's trying to explain himself to you.
Because we need to know where you've been.
Yeah, but you Lord don't really give us.
It's called accountability.
Accountability.
Yeah.
You send a text message and then there's no response. You send it like 20 after that.
But why
that
is there
one.
No response though?
Okay. Let's say for instance, he's in a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's looking at his phone like, okay, message seen. I'm going to get back to that. And you're like, okay, he read my message. He's not responding. He's not replying me. And then you're bombing him with messages and then start accusing him. Hey, I know where you are. I know this is what you're doing. And then the guy will be like, oh my God.
But you see the difference between men and women?
Yeah.
So I'm going out or mm-hmm. I'm getting into a meeting. I'm texting you. Even before I leave the house, I'm texting, hi, babes, you okay? I'm going for a meeting. I'm going to be at so-so-so place. My meeting starts at 2. That's how women act. We're going into the meeting. Hey, babes, just letting you know that I'm going to the meeting now. I'm going to be in there for like 2 hours. So I will text you when I'm out.
Even when we text you.
But men, you guys just go.
Now, even when we text you, so who is the former? Okay, what time is that meeting? Okay,
because you guys don't let us know, so this is just us trying to clarify.
Just give us a break. You lot stress too much.
You see, if you guys can be proactive like we are, then we wouldn't have the problems that we have, because women just tend to tell it as it is. But you men just want us to probe and probe. And when we start probing, it then becomes a problem. It's like you're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Men are not as complicated as women.
And women are really, really easy to understand. It's just that you guys don't want to put the work in.
Even women don't understand women. So, I don't even know.
Oh, Mr. Ken, you just got a shade there. So, T from Manchester said, this Mr. Ken is a questionable character. He's taking the side of men. He is quite a questionable character. You see? You see? And yes, they're going on. They're saying, yes, he is a man. So, he will be biased.
No, it's not about being biased. It's just about stating the obvious fact. Like this, I'm speaking on behalf of the men.
Yeah.
And Jerry is here speaking on your behalf. So I think what we're trying to do is to see how best we can, you know, understand one another without the complications.
So Tammy again from Manchester says, a man that cares will provide clarity, not confusion. Woo! How can I give that a million likes? Like.
Can Tammy tell me what it means when a man asks a woman, what do you want? And she says nothing. And then he comes home with nothing. And she said, why didn't you just buy me something?
That's how... That's
because nothing is something.
Okay. So, because... I mean, you know, you don't know how complicated you are. Like,
because nothing is something.
It's high time men just, you know, come out and just call it up for what it is.
Nothing is something. So when we say we don't want anything, it's at that moment we do not want anything. But it doesn't mean that we can't change our minds in 5 minutes.
And then someone is asking you, is everything okay? Yes. Are you all right? Yes. And then the next minute you'll be like, why didn't you ask me how my day went?
Well, I just asked you. Like, I don't know,
because,
man,
you only said, are you all right? You really indeed didn't say, how did your day go?
Tell me about your day. Are you all right? No.
Are you all right is different from how was your day.
Okay, if I'm asking you if you're all right, it means that I'm saying something that is not looking.
So when you say that, the next step is, how did your day go?
And even if I ask you the same question, you'll tell me, okay. And then... listen, there's...
Oh, yes, you see, they're challenging you here tonight. But, it says, you should know your partner and know her likes.
Ooh.
Whoops. That's it.
Well...
That's it.
Pay
attention. The devil is in the details. Pay attention.
There's something I have to explain to my fellow men sitting next to you now.
Yeah,
I'm getting to understand how more complicated women are. You not think that you have like this magic sign on your head where we can read what's in your mind? It's difficult for us.
Yeah.
If you don't tell us, we don't know.
Yeah, but that's why you need to pay attention though, because especially at the talking stage, that's when you get to know your woman. So Tammy says, you should know. Like, for instance, if she likes milkshake, even if she says she doesn't want it, buy it and see how happy she'll be.
That's the difference between men and women. If I'm going out, I'm asking my friend, do I get you this? He said, no, Ken, don't worry. Don't bother about that one. Don't get me this one. I'll come back. And he'll be like, he's not going to bring up that. It's just, that's just we guys. So when it comes to you lot, he's like, I don't want this, I don't want that. Then when I bring my own food to eat peacefully, that's when you start carrying your hand and stretching to eat my meat. Come on now.
Hi, listeners.
How do we explain this one?
Hello, if you're only just joining in, this is Love Storm on Radio Africana. And we're here every Wednesday where we talk about love, relationships and everything between. And tonight what we're doing is a special episode. It's the Ask Her... Ask Him one. So just go ahead and ask us any question. Nothing is out of limits. Just send us a text on TikTok. If you're on TikTok, you can join my live. It's Jerry1848, or you can keep listening on radio and send a message on 0744-881-1570. If you're outside of the UK, it's +44744-881-1570. And if you're pretty bold and you want to talk to us, the number to call is 0161-222-9960. And I've got with me a special guest host. He's called
Ken.
Ask Ken. And that's what we're doing tonight. Bombard him with questions. Ask him all the questions. Text. Okay. Yep. So we've got Tosi all the way in London. Hello, Tosi. Well, this is for Just Ask Ken. He says, Ken, would you date a woman who earns twice your salary? Shoot.
Okay.
He paused there.
No.
Had to change position for that one.
Well, I don't really think it's impossible to date a woman who earns as much as myself or twice as much as me. You know, what really matters is their understanding, is their love.
Okay.
You know, because money don't really mean a thing, you know, if you have a woman that you truly love and then she understands you. You know, you just have to know that when it comes to certain things, your voice will not be as loud as it should be. You know, it's just the fact, you understand. It doesn't make you less than a man, but you have to recognize, you know, the woman in your life, and then treat her accordingly.
We're getting gifts on TikTok.
So that's exactly what I think. So it's not a problem. Just know that you have to understand that there is a bit of a power shift in the household.
Yeah.
You know, and you just have to go along with it, because if she's the provider, not necessarily the provider, but you can be the primary provider, but whatever she brings home, and you know it's not as much as, you know, you bring into the family's coffers, you just have to recognize that fact and act accordingly. That's all I'll say.
Oh, okay, good. Hello to everyone joining us on TikTok. Hello, this is Love Storm. We're here every Wednesday from 8 to 9 on Radio Africana. And I've got with me today Mr. Ken, and we're doing our Ask Him, Ask Her session or segment tonight. I know a lot of you are requesting to co-host on TikTok. Just because it's live on radio, it's just going to be a bit rowdy. That's why we're not accepting the requests. I'm totally not ignoring you, but it's just going to be, it's going to give us a bit of a feedback on radio. So that's why we are currently not accepting requests. But we can facilitate that maybe next episode. We can try it out and see, but not just tonight, because we didn't prepare for that one. But yeah, I do appreciate you wanting to join the conversation. But you can send us a text message and send your messages in.
Yep.
The number to text is
07-44-881-1570.
Yes, so it's 07-44-881-1570. Or you can also leave a message on TikTok and I'll read it out. Yep. Tonight, we're asking questions. So any question you've got for either Ken or you've got for me, Jerry, feel free, shoot. And we're more than happy to respond to your questions. We're just going to go on a very, very short music break. And when we come back, I'll be going back to the phone lines to read the messages, because we've got a couple.
Yeah.
We're not letting Ken out of the hook just like that. No. Don't go nowhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back in no time. I feel like This is your girl Jerry, and you are listening to Love Storm on Radio Africana. That was Rock the Boat by Aaliyah. Oh, I was feeling that one actually. You were rocking to it. Don't act like you weren't.
It's a good tune. I really miss Aaliyah though.
I do. That's one person that I would like to. You have to say, okay, if you had special powers and you could bring a few people back. Would she be on your list?
I've got Tupac.
You were just going to say that. I just knew. Why am I not surprised? Yeah, so if you're tuning in, this is Love Storm. We talk about relationships, love, everything, heartbreaks and everything between. And tonight, we've got Ken and I on the hot seat. And we want you to ask us just about any question about love, relationships, anything. Oh, yeah. So we've got one from Gertrude. And Gertrude is texting from the United States via TikTok. We're global, just so you know. She says, I think men only put an effort in the chase. Once they get the cookie, communication goes left. Mm-hmm. Answer.
Hi, Gertrude. you know, not all men, though. Not all men. I understand. I know where you're coming from. You know, I believe that if a man truly wants a woman,
yeah,
the chasing is just part of the whole package, you know. If a man truly wants a woman, he goes after the woman, you know, and when he wins her over, he tries as much as he can to do everything to make sure she stays in his life. So for the ones that, you know,
that ghost you.
Well, it's okay, let's look at it this way. Sometimes we just tend to put all the problems and accusations on the men. Women contribute to this whole thing because it takes two to tango, you know. I mean, if we're going to discuss it, let's both parties just come out and tell us where they, you know, went wrong. Because for things to go tits up, something...
But you just said it that sometimes women give you the eek.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So let the woman, you know...
So it's not basically our fault. It's not our fault that you find something that we do your eek. Because the thing with eeks is some might not see it as eeks while some do. So for instance, people ghost people for the weirdest reasons.
Of course.
And I think when you look at it, it's usually pretty petty, like the reasons why people ghost people. You see, because I think we've done it on the show before where we said, what was the like the lamest excuse, like the lamest reason why you left someone? And people tell you stuff as maybe she was just touching the nose too much, or maybe he was sweating too much. Like, you know, stuff like that. And you're like, that's not a good enough reason to ghost someone.
If we're going to talk about that, then I really want to look at my sisters, the women, and ask them, why do most women just leave a good guy? And then you ask them, what really happened? It's just too good for me.
Yeah, so that's what we're saying. So most times, like, it's not, like, really the other person's fault.
Yeah.
It's just that you are not just all that into them. So I think the main reason why men just lose, just stop communicating is because they lose interest.
And
when the sparks die, it's like, oh, I can't push this any further because you're not interested. Especially after you've got the cookie, because a lot of men go after the cookie.
I beg to differ.
Because another guy has been on the show and he said men go for the cookie first. And then that's after they then start to see the other side. I think he was being very, 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 very honest with us. Because he said, men, the way men, you men are, you, what interests you is...
appearance.
The, exactly.
Yeah.
And then so you do not come to a woman saying, oh, I like your heart. I know you have a good heart. I want you to know.
No.
Exactly. So that's it. So what you come for is the cookie.
Okay.
Yep. And then you then start to see other things in due time. And you're like, oh, okay, might as well just stay because she's got a good heart. Yeah.
Back to what we're discussing.
I got you there. You just don't want to accept it.
No. No. I think... women.
Okay, good. They said, Ken, give us examples of things that you feel could be deal breakers for men. And Jerry, what do you think it is for women?
There's a lot.
Okay, let's hear one.
Men don't like women that are pestering their lives. Like, if, I'm a guy, so I'm going to speak on behalf of the men.
Yeah.
We don't like when we say enough and then you just keep going on and on and on and on. You understand?
Okay.
It's not, most men don't like it.
Okay.
You know, and when a man wants to just sit down and do nothing, just leave him.
Let him be.
Just let him be.
Okay.
You understand? That's men. You know? Then, you know, for now, I think that's what I would say. Yeah. So you can speak for the women.
I'd say women don't like men that we have to ask for something from. That we just want you to be very spontaneous. We want you to be intentional. We want you to already know. We don't like it when we have to like break it down and say, oh, do you know when you're coming around you need to bring flowers? Because we do think you should know that. We do not want to have to start spelling everything out. It does get boring when you tell people, because if I've said it one time, I've said it twice. For women, that's how we operate. So we just expect you to know how to treat the lady. But if we start having to remind you, oh, open doors for us, hold the doors for us, get us flowers, we want foot massages, we want back rub, it then becomes a lot. Yeah, so that's the one. That's one thing that women don't like telling men. Because we assume that you should know it.
Yeah. Sometimes we should also look at the cultural background of the men. You
true
know.
That, yeah.
It's it matters a lot.
True.
You know.
True. So. Well, they're not letting you off just yet. Okay. This is C from Manchester says, Ken, should a man always pay on the first date?
A traditional man will always pay on the first date.
Whoop, true that.
A modern man in a world where we have feminists who want to like say, if you're asking me out for a date,
yeah,
you should be the one to pay for the for the food and drinks.
Or 50-50. Do you believe in 50-50?
No, I don't. I'm a traditionalist. So
you see? Gentleman vibes.
I don't. I disagree with that. You know, a man should always be a man.
So would you want her to pay, say, after the third, like on the third date, would you expect her to pay?
No.
Never?
No. I don't expect her to pay.
The ladies, are you taking notes?
Yeah, I don't. As long as she's not bringing her the whole tribe. Because that's another thing women really don't like. You know, I'm asking you out for a date, and then you're bringing your cousins, your friends, and then you're taking packs home for the ones at home.
No, and I find that really tacky.
Come on.
That's really tacky, on the first date.
Nah.
Tacky. Yeah.
Nah, it's not good, ladies. Please.
Stop that. Yeah. I find it. Please,
don't.
Nah. Okay.
If you want to buy for the community, get a job.
This is not a food bank, is it?
Nah. We don't play like that.
I know. Okay, we've got Kwame in Manchester. Kwame says, oh God, this is for me, not for you. I thought I was off the hook. It says, Jerry, are Nigerian women too focused on material things? Like, why do I have the hardest question?
Thank you, Kwame.
Kwame, because you're not Nigerian, I just feel this is, you're targeting Nigerian women. This is very personal, Kwame. I feel personally attacked as a Nigerian woman. Okay, Kwame, I'll say this. Nigerian women know their worth. We like stability. We love the soft life. That's how we were raised. It's not our fault that we were raised the soft way. We do not like suffering. We just want, you know, the baby girl kind of lifestyle. We don't want that struggle love, because life is already hard enough. Like, why would we aspire to suffer in a relationship? Like, why? That's why it seems as though Nigerian women are materialistic. But in the real sense, Nigerian women work really hard. Yes, Nigerian women are hard working. So if they demand it, they can afford it. And I say that with my full chest. If we demand it, we can afford it.
Not all.
Take that to the bank and
Jerry,
say,
I know you work really hard, and there are women out there that work really hard. I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you for free, as a man, there are just too many women out there also that wouldn't lift a finger to do a thing.
Yeah, and like, that's all races, all tribes, all.
You don't have a job, and then you're meeting someone for the first time, and you're telling them Christmas hair, and he's asking you how much is it. You're telling them 1.5 million. You don't have a job. You should be asking business
and that's a naira.
Ideas.
That's a naira though for people listening in the UK. Yeah. Not 1.5 million pounds.
You don't have a job. You should be thinking about setting up something. You should be thinking. I don't understand how you are jobless. You want to dress and look like Kim Kardashian, and you expect someone else to foot your bills. Why not use that money and set up something for yourself?
It's called aspirations.
Yeah, but you should
It's not a crime to aspire high, to dream high. It's called dreams. That's why they're dreams.
Yeah, if you want to dream,
if you can think it, you can be it.
If you want to dream, you should dream with your own resources. Don't put your hope in another person's money.
I'm pretty sure those women will argue and say, if you want to love, love yourself. Don't love me if you can't look after me.
No, but Jerry, what we monetize love, we tend to have all these problems. It's good for...
But love is transactional, though. It is transactional. Whichever way you look at it.
It is.
Exactly.
It's not...
Why should someone deprive themselves of material stuff if that's what the love...
No, Jerry, you don't get it. What I'm saying is this.
Yeah.
It's good for you to have the basic things if you don't have a job. If you work, if for instance, someone like you, I know how hard you work.
Yeah.
You deserve everything.
But people will say, I don't really
deserve
that much.
No, you do.
If that's the argument, because you already have it.
No, you do. Because, I mean, you put yourself out there, you know, you walk the walk. So you need to treat yourself. What I'm against is a jobless woman who sees herself as the price. Yeah?
What I'll be against as well would be a jobless man seeing himself as the prize. Because are you looking for?
A jobless man in our society has no voice.
Exactly. That's it. So if
But it's not the same with you women. A woman who is jobless, she has voices.
Uh-huh. So we've got B-Face joining from Manchester. Hi, B-Face. He says, so many layers on this subject. Love this perspectives. Thank you, B-Face. Yeah, because that's why we're here. We want to see the male perspective and the female perspective. And it's just that these lines can never meet. We're just trying to make these lines meet. How can we make these lines meet?
Impossible.
It's not impossible if men start understanding women and if women did the same. That's why we're having these conversations, just so that we can get into the minds of the opposite sex.
Gents out there, we know we can never understand the women. Even the women don't understand themselves.
Never say never.
We'll just keep trying.
Yeah. Do you know, funny enough, it's the same thing with same-sex relationships. They fall out as well. So this is not really peculiar to opposite sex.
No, I think...
To the opposite sex, yeah.
Same-sex relationship, the people that fall out the most are women.
Where are you getting your statistics from? I'm not going to agree with that. No. So what you're trying to say, that even women don't understand themselves?
I've been saying it
that's
since.
That's totally impossible.
No.
That's... Until women, I see the stats, I'm not going to believe that.
We'll come back.
I think we need to have another episode where we come with our facts. You bring your stats, I bring my stats. And we then try to understand who the main culprits are.
It's always women.
No, it's the men. We say it's the men because men don't understand us.
Well,
and like you've rightly said, you don't even want to understand us.
Because men are always misunderstood.
So are we. You see, he's just like, there's never going to be an end to this conversation, is there?
No.
I think
it's an ongoing
thing. Maybe we need a neutral gender that would then mediate on our behalf. Because at this point,
are you bringing he did or she?
Yes, we need somebody neutral to come tell us what the or who the problem is. If it's either the male or the female, because women are really lovable.
Men, I don't know.
Women are really lovable. Gosh, we're running out of time.
Yeah.
If you're only just joining us, this is Love Storm. We're here everywhere. I'm here every Wednesday. And today I'm very lucky to have a guest host with me. He's called Ask Ken. We are doing the Ask Her episode today. This is a very special episode where we leave it to the listeners and now the viewers to send in all the questions that you've always had, and there are loads of messages, and it's just very sad that we do not have enough time to go through all of them, but I'm gonna have to take this one because I want to put him on the hot seat for one last time before we sign out. And this one is for you, Ken.
Okay.
This is from Bolton. It says, "Dear Mr. Ken, why do men lie about small things like their age or their height?" Yes, we're putting him on the hot seat.
Bolton, you said.
Yeah.
People lie for various reasons. Lying is not limited to men alone. It's something men and women do.
Men.
Any man that lies about his height, I mean...
So it's probably a dwarf.
He's not a confident man. So confident men don't lie. They just tell you the way it is. So probably he's having some inferiority complex.
Okay.
And that's what I'll say.
Yeah. Because why lie? Yeah.
You don't have to.
Yeah. I think that's like very timid. And men have been lying since way back.
As far back as
the Guardian of Eden.
Oh my days.
So I'll just narrow it down to insecurity.
Guys.
Men just want to impress and they'll lie about anything.
Jerry's a good ambassador of women.
Just to impress us. But yeah, we can't complain so long as we're trying to be impressed. Why not? So long as he doesn't harm us, yeah.
But you know women lie too.
Yeah, women do lie, but yeah. But men do it to just massage their egos.
Especially about your age.
Yeah, women feel... Yeah,
and that's why we don't ask them.
Yeah, because women would... Because it's rude to even ask a woman for her age, isn't it?
That's what they say, it's rude.
It's pretty rude, yeah. If I look 50, I'm 50. If I look 20, I'm 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, just age ain't nothing but a number, they say, isn't it?
Yeah, so gentlemen out there, please respect the woman's age.
Exactly, and don't ask any woman for her age, because it's rude to do so. Because we even hardly ask a man how old he is. It's always the men going, how old are you?
No.
Like the first thing is, what's your name? And the next thing, your age?
No.
Yes, that's how men go.
What kind of man? No. A man comes up to you and say, what's your name? How old are you?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Men do that a lot.
No.
Especially on dating dating apps, to go, age, what's your age, your location?
I thought when they ask you your name, the next thing is your number.
Oh, well, what's your name?
Can I have your number?
What's your number? Okay, it's been a lovely, lovely, lovely episode tonight. But like they say, every good thing must come to an end. And it's just so sad to leave you all tonight because we've had the most amazing time tonight, haven't you?
Thank you, Joey, for having me.
Oh, thank you ever so much for granting this and coming on the show tonight. We've had a blast. If you want to be a part of the show, I'm here every Wednesday, 8 to 9 p.m. And this is how it is every Wednesday, actually. We get to chat, we get to band, and I get to read messages from you. And why we love this show is because it's pretty interactive. Yeah. I wouldn't be here if I didn't have you on the other side. So make it a date with me. Same station, same place, next week, Wednesday. And I cannot wait to talk to you again. Thank you so much and stay loved and keep giving out all the love.
Thank you, guys. Okay. Hope you enjoy your evening.
Yeah.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Misunderstood ain't gotta be explained. But you don't understand me, so let me explain. Stood in the heat, the flame, the snow. Please slow down, hurricane. The wind blow, my dread swing. He had hair like wool, like rain. Dropping ashes in the Bible. I shake them out and they fall on the rifle. Scary. Hail Mary, no tail fairy. All real, very extraordinary. Parrot, Mason, facing the barrel if he tattle. My God is my judge. No gown, no gavel. A hound, a rabble. Down to battle. Now or never. Oh, whenever. In the effort. Fucking fantastic. Fuck if you agree. I'm bright, but I don't give a fuck if you see me.
I'm just a soul whose intentions are.
Misunderstood ain't gotta be explained. So for those who understand, meet Dwayne. For 8.5 months I gave him a seat to pain. Now it's young money, baby, keep the change. And mama say fuck him, and we the same. So hello motherfucker, you got some sheets to change. And ain't it funny how people change like Easter Sunday? You know church fit and outfit. Bright pink and green chest look house lit. Bright pinky rings, but that ain't about this. What you about, bitch? Excuse my French emotion and my passion, but I wear my heart on my sleeve like it's the new fashion. What are you asking? If I don't have the answer, it's probably on the web like I'm a damn tarantula. But I know you don't understand, cause you thought Lil Wayne was Weezy, but Weezy is Wayne.
I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
I watched the TV the other day, right? Got this white guy on there talking about black guys. Talking about how young black guys are targeted. Targeted by who? America. You see, one in every 100 Americans are locked up. One in every 9 black Americans are locked up. And see, But the white guy was trying to stress was that the money that we spend on sending a motherfucker to jail, a young motherfucker to jail.